come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The future is uncertain, I know this. Death is inevitable, I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away. All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
And that's me. I made it. It's going to be a good night, I hope. It should be a good night. This is Bill Grant, your host of Dreamer. Dreamer. A little stuffed up again. I'm pretty damn cold. I'm trying to warm up. Anyway, the reception should be pretty good most of the time. The vast majority of the time, if it goes down, it'll be very quick and nowhere near last week. As many times, if it does at all. So it's good clear sky, full moon, a cold night, as I always predict, by Halloween, whatever temperature it is outside above the Mason-Dixie line is generally just going to drop like a rock every single time. And maybe even snow where you are, even if it was 80 degrees for you today, up in the north, down in the south, whatever. You're on or a little above the Mason-Dixie line, whatever was warm enough for you is now probably too cold or borderline. You're just not comfortable or freezing. And I'm kind of cold myself. Little heat here. But anyway, happy Halloweeny and Hallowedweeny and Blue Moon and Samhain. Actually, I forgot how to say that. Is that right? What is that? There's a few ways to say it, but Samhain, basically, I forgot. I can't remember. But you will probably hear all about that after my show after midnight on Solaris's Witching Hour. You know, Solaris Blue Raven's Witching Hour on Studio A. So it's Halloween night. Either way, we made it to Halloween. This is the 10 to midnight show, so we will end the next day after Halloween. It'll still be my Halloween. You know, it could be very happy for some, but if you didn't know it, Halloween was canceled. Halloween is officially canceled. Oh, wait, but you can get some junk out of a trunk, though, right? Yeah, you know, my kids fit in trunks. If a full-grown adult can fit in one, and be carried off and driven away. A bunch of kids can fit in those, can't they? Yeah, Candy can fit in there, yeah. Yes, she can. Candy can fit in there. You know, I'm sure many pole dancers have. But kids and candy and trunks go together for some people and some types. So I'd be a little careful. Might not seem quite as open as you. I don't know what's more dangerous, going to a house with a bunch of kids behind you or right behind a trunk of a car. Maybe when the line gets a little too thin in a little bit of a too darkly lit area. I don't know, but you people who are going with the candy in a trunk or treat, you know, great for you trying to get around the COVID issues, but you shouldn't be trying to get around anything. Nobody has a right to tell you not to trick or treat. Okay. Nobody. Screw them. Screw them. All right, anyway, I'm going to sort of attempt in a quicker, better, faster way, clearer way to reattempt with additions, more important additions, political and some free energy. Again, I'll try to go through things extra quick, catch up to things I haven't gotten to yet, and then surpass them. All right, so it's, if you didn't know, it's the 31st. So it's October 31st, 2020, for those in the future and time travelers and so on, astral projectors or whatever, listening in a dream. That's when this transmission is being transmitted. Hear a little bit of background noise, but that's actually a good thing. But again, I'm, as usual, I'm like stuffed up again. It's hard for me to breathe a little bit. So, but oh well, it'll make me sound more like a New Yorker, of which, the New Yorkers are more or less trapped. We warned you to get the hell out. I don't really believe in running. I believe in fighting, but you're pretty much cornered. And of course, they, like John Wayne did mention, as different guests and us say here, you know, get the hell out. They're going to blow the bridges. They're going to do all kinds of crap. They're going to police state this, police state that. They're coming for you. And basically, I think it was the mechanic that brought up, they're going to go door to door and grab, you know, gun grabbing. Some places they will, some places they won't. The other major, more important plan they plan to do is force you onto digital currency and to lock you out of the system, even if they don't go to digital. They're not going to let you use your credit card if Donald Trump is not on your side. You better plan on him not being on your side, because if you plan on him being on your side, playing 4D chess for the good guy, which he very well may be, I understand the strategy, I always say. Well, if that's all you're counting on, and then he really is not, or he does not succeed, if he fails, as he very well may fail, then you're not going to be really prepared, not as prepared as you need to be, as early as you need to be prepared, or as many being prepared as need to be, to act as a total whole, you know, whole. Okay, anyway, again, this is Bill Grant, your host of Dreamer Revolution Radio, Saturday night, 10 to midnight show on Studio B. This is a fully listener supported station. In other words, a donation station. We do not rely on having actual commercials where, you know, they pay and sponsor us so that we push out their frickin' drugs and cartel stuff, cartel and Chinese products. We don't do that. They can't tell us what to say or not to say. You know, management can, of course, and radio stations who pick us up, of course, they're not going to want us to cuss or cuss too badly and so on. But for the most part, you know, we're going to be able to say what the snooze news is. They're not going to say on purpose. They're going to be paid not to say it. I'm back. I guess I mean, I know I lost connection. Looked like for a second there, at least for me, there was a network error. I don't know if that means the entire network. But okay, that shouldn't happen. I haven't had any, just very few connection problems all day and tonight. And none noticeable with Skype earlier today. But I am expecting them to sign me out, whether I like it or not, later on, sometime before the end of the show, which has been pretty typical, and which sucks, especially after being having a lot of interruptions of disconnections on air anyway. So I'm not sure what that is. Maybe a neighbor is kind of watching a movie on the same line, high def or something. I'm not sure, but it should be okay. It should be fine this time. Let me just listen. I should be on. Listen to the player. I hear myself. Damn, that's loud. Let me lower that for myself at least. And let me turn that off. And I'm back. All right, I'm going to try to go through all this. All right, so it's a special blue moon tonight. And, you know, we had the harvest moon and a whole bunch of astronomical everythings. You all need to look up every implication. You know, it's like we have the dimming of the sun. It's that time. It's the fourth turning, the industrial turning issue as well of the industrial age, and all kinds of issues. And we're going into a new leap forward, and they're trying to make the Great Reset. This is all astronomical. This is all astrological and so on, and mathematical and geometrical and blah, blah, blah. It's a lot of implications. There are specific reasons why Jeff Bezos named his space program or spaceship to the moon or whatever Blue Moon, right? There's a specific reason. What does that have to do with tonight? It's a special, let me read what it says, at least the basic stuff here, if I can find it again. Not there, there. Nope, that's not it. I got it here. I got it. Hold on. Let me find it again. Maybe I disconnected it. No, it's probably in here. Let me see. Somewhere in here. Nope. Damn, what happened to it? Maybe it's on the Skype stuff. No. It should be here somewhere. I had it up. I did not. Oh, here it is. It's connected to Revolution Radio page. All right, so anyway, let me see. I don't know, just look it up. Go in your browser. I hate to say Google it. Try not to Google it, but a rare, it's very rare, and I forgot how rare. And it talks about two full moons this month in 1 month's time of this October. So this is the last day of the month. And it says, basically a rare blue moon on Halloween will give trick-or-treaters or trunk-or-treaters, whatever. It's an okay idea to get around it. It would even be a fun idea to normally do on normal Halloween if you're going to normally trick-or-treat in a normal kind of way outside and so on. But, you know, no, don't be giving in to any mandates. Nobody should be giving in to mask mandate. No kind of mandates. You're in detrimental, dire straits, let me tell you, for giving in and not arguing with people and fighting your way out of it and getting together with your friends or people like minds and plan. If you don't want to argue with your boss alone, you want to secret. What you want to do is secretly wait. If you need to wait, wait till more people are on your side. Get together on the same time. Try to build up a group, let's say at work or, you know, for whatever you're doing at town hall or at the store, if the store you want to shop at. Maybe you don't want to fight them alone. Maybe you don't want to fight them yet. You want to build up your friends, find out who is with or against you, at least as far as the legality, the mandates are concerned, whether they agree or disagree with the wearing of masks and so on, and the whole banking issues and digital currency, whatever you're fighting. Build up a group first, at least another person, if you can, okay? Or it might be important just to do it now, or just if it's okay to do it now, create whatever kind of friction you can, whatever kind of just aggravate them. Just be aggravating. Play naive. Play stupid. These are the initial ways to fight this, other than to get violent. And I do say I'm okay with violence. I am okay with it. I'm sorry. Too damn bad. You should have gotten violent a long time ago, at least with local officials. They should have been tossed out on their ass, tossed in jail, or literally shot already long time ago. It's all your fault. It's everybody's fault. Everybody hates me for saying things like this. You want a new age of wonderful love and light and how our age and our people and our time handled everything so peacefully like Gandhi. No, I am not for handling things like Gandhi. Gandhi had no choice. Had no choice. He was just creating resistance, friction. Friction stops everything. Friction seizes up car engines and you know me with resistance and wires and so on. That's like electrical friction. So I am for friction when it comes to resistance until it comes to outright explosive, immediate self-defense. And I don't care how you handle it. If I was on a jury, you shot somebody you had to shoot because they're violating your basic rights, I'd let you go if it was up to me, if it was up to my vote or whatever. And if they put you in jail, maybe you deserve a jailbreak in the future. We may have to do some jailbreaks if it comes to that, Rittenhouse. All right, anyway, So try, if need, first create friction, first resist, first talk and all that. Plan on it not working, at least in mass, at least in general. And then, but build up ways to become more resistant, more have more leverage over your boss, your place of work, or your place of shopping. No, you don't want to wear a mask. And remember, you can have that store shut down. You can have the owner replaced. You can have a forced sell, a forced takeover, because this is a takeover. It's a military operation. This whole COVID bullshit. This whole lockdown bullshit. Our country is not supposed to follow other countries. All the other countries in the world are not citizens run the government. It is government runs the citizens. America is citizens tell the government what to do, and they can never have a lockdown. Never, not ever. And that we don't follow or make agreements with other countries. We don't do what other countries do, because their leaders and their rulers or their kings and queens are doing it and made a special arrangement together. We don't do that. That is why we're different. That is why we are the best, or were the best at one time, a long, long time ago now. But anyway, and maybe we will again. Maybe. Other countries are given a far better fight, Hong Kong. stuff like that, right? Other great places I've mentioned in the past and should have more often. All right, but it's Halloween. It's a very special night. Very positive and very bad reason to remember what I said to remember about it. Halloween is very deadly every year around every state. Secretly, they are rounding up people for sacrifices. You can talk and you can mention all the good stuff. The good stuff is real about it. A lot of bad things about it. Halloween is spelled Hallow, like Halo, with two L's. Ween, it's either or, to be honest. Hallowed means holy, and holy means like halo, which means you have a ring around your head or an aura, which is the true holy of holies, which is what it was all about, light and the halo and seeing auras, the practice of seeing auras. And it's all about light, electricity, the sun, and so on. But hallowed is holy. Holy grounds, hallowed grounds, like in a graveyard, is because God is supposed to be with your loved ones who have died in the graveyard, and that it's blessed. Doesn't mean it's an evil place where zombies rise out of the grave, out of the ground. Although when the guff is full, according to the Bible, there'll be no more souls left to be born in bodies. Therefore, babies, it was meant to mean babies will be born dead, because there are no souls to put in the fetus, the baby, the newborn. That's really what it means. That's what the original zombie by that definition meant. The guff is full, or the guff is empty, I mean. So the guff is the well of souls, where souls come from before they're born into a baby's body. And there's a limited number of souls, and this is the secret arcane knowledge. There's a limited number of souls were created or designated and sent or arrived here at this planet Earth. And they were supposed to evolve from the lowest to the highest, go through their grueling moments and fight and battle and wear each other in those, become enlightened, there's the light halo, and become the light body, eventually perfect your light body, and eventually leave the Earth, leave it. So you come here, you have no control, no self-control, no knowledge of yourself, no memory for the most part in general about whether you were or were not created, where you came from in space or out of a dinosaur, whatever. There's only a certain number. The number is 13 billion. Sometimes they say 12 billion. That's the total number of souls on Earth. And when that number, when there's too many people alive on Earth, let's say outside of maybe aliens, then there are no more souls left to be born. And it doesn't matter if you have a baby alive or not. It's going to be a dead baby. It'll just have no consciousness. But the closer you get to the guff being empty, the well of souls, the source, that's the source. You know, when they say, what's the source? What's the source? What's the source? Oh, the source is the Father. The Father is this. The source is that country. The source is God. The source is cosmic consciousness and Jesus Christ and and the ancient alien and blah, blah, blah. No, the source is the guff. That's the source. You lied to about so many things. So many things I don't even know when to say. That's one of one of the secret arcane, hold on. Oh, man, I got to clear my throat again. Wait a minute. Okay. That's the source. That's one of the secret discussions, secret writings. And of course, the guff is considered many things, bad, a good version, a bad version, the source and other things. It's like hell. It's like where wailing souls are floating around waiting to be born or just waiting to infect or see, you know, life forms to mess with them or otherwise. A whole bunch of interpretations. But I don't know which one is right, not exactly. There's been so much time since the time of the Bible and where the actual sources of the Bible and pre-Bible and pre-biblical and outside non-biblical sources. I'm not going to say I know for absolute certainty, but everybody always talks about things in a way in which they're completely fall into the belief of whatever religion they're into at the time. No religion is right. You either know everything or you only know a few things for sure and everything else is completely relative, subjective, or just you're just following some imperfect guide or someone calling themselves a master. They're not really a master. A master is a master who has mastered every circumstance in life, every single one. You know what the master is, the real secret of the master? Well, it relates to monastery and mystery and the word mister. It relates to all kinds of stuff. But really, the real final master is the God state. The only master is God. God is the God state, the Godhead, the perfect people, the persons who went through every incarnation or is perfectly saintly, who's mastered their emotion. They've mastered all of science. They've mastered all of knowledge. They've mastered self-discipline. They've mastered emotion. Emotion is the primary, not source exactly, but key to be mastered, to have self-control, you know, to not kill someone when you really want to. And sometimes you should, and you don't, but you should have. Okay, I don't know what circumstance you're in, what you're going to be in exactly, and that's going to be up to you. But if you make a mistake, you've made it for two people, if not more, and you're going to pay for it. So you better be damn careful. You better be real careful. That's a master. The only one who's a real master, the only one who's perfect is God or the God state kind of person. That's it. Don't think of it in any other terms. Do not be a sycophant to kings, queens, masters, big brothers, your insiders, you know, your mentor. Forget it. Forget it. Turns out they always change their mind about some key issue hundreds of centuries later. Or before you die, they're like, oh, by the way, that thing I taught you when you were just an initiate, just throw that away. Just throw it away. Forget that. Thanks. We were wrong. The real masters told us and showed us the way. Yeah, we were kind of idiots. Yeah, you're all idiots that follow stuff. You're an idiot for following. Now, it's good to follow, as in to keep track of, right? It's good to listen and learn from any source and consider every option. But it's bad to be a follower as your identity. So anyway, Halloween. We got to get back to that because the bad side of Halloween is they go around in cars looking for what I said last week or the week before, if you were able to hear me, is they're looking for virgins. They're looking to sacrifice specifically virgins. They do want to capture kids and all that. They do want to capture and enslave and sacrifice just about anyone or sell you and blah, blah, blah. All of what you've already heard, of course. But they really want to capture blonde virgins. The people who like to rape, those more like satanic types, they like to capture little black boys. They want your butt. They really do. They want it bad. As far as the sexual rape and violent torture and violent rape and drugging goes, and that guy in California we heard who's a Hillary lover and supporter, and forgot his name now. So, you know, basically a Schiff friend, a Schiffer friend, right? Schiffer friends. Who needs friends when you have Schiffer friends? But, or a friend, frenemy. So, but otherwise they're looking, no, people who think, you know, this whole BLM issue and whites against black. No, the white people are looking to kill specifically white blonde girls. That's who they really want to sacrifice. A lot of them. So look out. Like, roughly, they're not going to look at you too much if you're like 17 or older. They want like 17 or under. They want virgins. That's what they want to sacrifice. So if you've mentioned you're a virgin on Facebook, they're literally trying to catch you right now, probably. Seriously. They've already located. They know who the virgins are. That's one of the reasons for Facebook. It's one of the reasons it's going to be used and abused by, at least to say, the abusers. They want to know everything about you. They want to know how old you are. And if you've indicated you're a virgin, if you're on one of those like date sites and you indicated you're a virgin, you're a target right now. You are a target. It's not if, you are one. It's definite. They may not catch you. They may not have enough people. Maybe Trump is secretly whacking them. Well, I don't know. But to be safe, look out for your child, whether it's a junk or a teenage in a trunk, or you get the treat, you get the tricks, trick trunk, right? You can get the trick trunks out there, maybe. You might end up in a trunk, somebody's trunk or somebody's van, right? So they're going to try to get your permission. They're going to try to drug you and hypnotize you, or just get you to say yes when you're thinking of something else or trying to answer something else. And then they have your permission to sacrifice you. And they will do it with a knife, a sacrificial ritualistic knife. And they usually, you know, do the whole things. They wear their black robes and so on and so on. So something to consider again. All right, so. But look into the implications about tonight is a major night. We're going through major astronomical and astrological times, both for good and bad reasons. And what the hell is going on with Jeff Bezos' full moon, blue moon issue? What is going on tonight? We had the harvest moon. We had super bright moon lately. We just had a storm go by, extra number of storms this season, super fast. Ones traveling, at least a large number of hurricanes all at the same time or close enough together, abnormally, not necessarily the fastest winds, but like the fastest traveling over the land and or sea, right? And man, it was like 80 degrees or beyond like 2 days ago. Freaking winds come in and blew that all out to hell. And I know there's a lot of extra snow and wind and maybe sleet. Expect a bunch of hail, like golf ball size hail. If you're in a snow area, if you're in the winter side of Earth, not going into summer, like the northern hemisphere, et cetera, expect at least extra amount of cold, extra number of snowfalls, extra number of hail, and extra large size. Like golf ball, baseball size, artificial, right? We know that. And, you know, that does a hell of a lot of damage on, you know, not just roofs, but, you know, like your car and truck windshield, of which you'll be pulled over and not allowed to drive, even if it's just a small crack or spider web. You know, first of all, I don't think they should have the right to stop you from driving then either. It's way out of control. It's so far out of control than most of you believe, most of you woke and wake and awaken and revolution people, everybody. It's been so completely beyond practically controllable for so long. There's so much to be reversed, outdone, undone. undid, like the undo the UN, undo the UN, as just a tiny example. Of course, that's an important one. But, you know, there's so much to be done. I just don't, I don't even know if I care what happens at this point, since my life sucks. If my life was better, like maybe yours is, I don't know. Maybe I'd have a better attitude, but, you know, I'm being realistic. And I know people like me, our lives, with my generally good intentions, despite what you might think, great-grand-good intentions, people like me should have had a damn good life. Damn good, at least by now. Very easily. Now, we're being royally screwed, okay? Royally screwed. Royally. Hold on, I need to sip here. Hold on. All right, so look out. Be on the lookout if you're able to get outside, if you're allowed to go outside. And if they don't let you go outside, I say shoot them. I'm sorry, shoot them. I don't care. I kind of mean it. I kind of don't. I'm kind of serious. Like, I don't care what you do. I kind of feel bad if you do. They're probably going to lock you up. When on the other hand, they don't have a right to lock you up for defending yourself and your basic rights. This is a communist takeover. You're in a communist takeover. You're under Soviet rule. I don't care what you do to them. I don't care if they're a nice beat cop. I don't care. How many times did your relatives tell you? You're trying to tell them what's going on. Try to tell your friends at work, and just people in general. And they're like, I don't care, right? Like I told you, my cousin directly said. And he's not, he doesn't even talk like this. He doesn't even know much about any of this. And when you even just go to attempt to say something, I've barely ever brought things up like this to him. And when I go to say one thing, I wasn't even going to talk about stuff like this. And he's like, I don't care. See, people, normies, are exactly like we talk about in cliche. In cliche terms, it's absolutely literal. He really does care, like a lot of you do and a lot of they do. But they can't do anything about it. They cannot get out of the situation they're in with their mortgage and so on. They cannot let their life stop or everything crashes down. That's how you were all set up for it to happen. You were all set up so that you would get to a compromising situation, a freeze up, a standstill, a stagnation, a reversal, a collapse, a situation of corruption and rotting. So you don't know what to do, or so that you'll hesitate or wait too long or never do anything or agree with them altogether. Everything's ruined, in my opinion. And again, I love Trump's speeches. I do. I love them. But at this point, I'm going with, I don't even know what to go with. Honestly, if you're going to vote, vote for Trump. Go against him on issues that he shouldn't be taking our rights on later. Or even go to impeach him later. But of course, never let any Democrats in. Abolish and abandon and arrest half of those, and some of the Republicans as well, and conservatives as well. Block them as well. Do what you want as well. Not necessarily do what thou wilt, like Aleister or Aleister Crowley, which is like a Halloween kind of a name to be brought up as well, right? Be one of his ritualistic days. It doesn't matter what calendar you use. It's still, this is the night they would do it. And there are many others, but depending on whether it's the Pope's calendar or not, this is still the night. They're still going to do it. All right, so they're basically another full moon night. It's a special full moon, not just a Halloween and not just a full moon. It's a blue moon, not just a blue moon, an odd, rare blue moon. And I never got back to reading that. Let me see if I have it right here. Let me see. Oh, okay. All right, so basically, it'll light up the night sky, blah, blah, blah. First instance of, let me look for a good spot. Second full moon happening. Yeah, I just basically Googled it. Blue moon event hall, blah, blah, banquet hall, blah, blah. Army, luxury, nightclub. All right, so this, I'd have to do too much more digging. I'm kind of afraid of clicking on the page, but I think I'm going to do it. I do have enough memory. And let me see. There's some... videos, of course, but that's just like song related. All right, so I'm going to click on this one. Let me see. No, wait. Which one? I'll go with the first one. What the hell? And see what comes up. Should be okay. I have to get ready to click this page off if it overwhelms my computer, but it probably won't. Oh, man, it's starting to load up, but I think I can handle it this time. It may actually cut into some of my bandwidth. All right, so I'm going with the ABC8 news one at the moment. For you who's looking it up, my memory is dropping, but it should be okay. Storm tracker stuff, and let me see. Posted at the beginning of this month. Special treat in the sky. Two full moons expected. Second at the on Halloween, which is Hallow's Eve, so the evening, you know, the night of, or the evening of, pre-night, kind of like dawn, right? Let's see, dusk. So All Hallows' Eve, or evening, which is like Adam's Eve, Adam and Eve, right? So, let me see. According to the Farmer's Almanac, the first full moon will occur tonight, back then when they posted this, reaching peak illumination like Lucifer, 5.05 p.m., nicknamed the Harvest. That was the Harvest Moon. That's right. That was the Harvest Moon. All right. So the second one, which is now, which is the Blue Moon, I thought it was going to happen earlier, or otherwise nicknamed the Hunter's Moon. And that is what I meant to talk about last week. And I got all screwed up from not being able to stay on and stay connected. Okay. That's what it was. And thank you, 8 News, even though I generally hate snooze news. All right, but so it's Hunter's Moon. And now what do we hear? Hunter Biden, the whole Hunter Biden issue. I got to wonder if them being like a satanic family or connected to or whatever, if they even planned this to be one of their key dates in their life, about when they knew he'd be in the news during his lifetime, when Hunter would eventually in the future be well known. And they were hoping it would be in a good light, but it was really in a bad light. So, you know, he basically has his own porn site. Now we know that now as well. It's absolutely certain that he's a kiddie porner, drug loving, screwed up. You know, there's a lot of ways in which I feel bad for him, like others have said recently. And other ways in which I don't. And the reason I don't is because he went with that screw America, screw the whole entire world, use hardcore slaves, take super huge, gigantic sums of money to pocket for themselves, and basically control all future elections of America as planned for eternity, which is seriously bad stuff for the individuals, millions of individuals, not just in America, but in China and across the entire globe. The implications are staggering. Anyone who would die for any indirect reason at all, and direct reason as a result of whatever they decided, which was certain, would have been absolute like genocide. I don't care that he did drugs. I don't even care too much that he got screwed up sexually as a kid and he still wanted some young girls. And it seems, and I have not seen any videos, that, okay, actually I did, now that I think about it. I heard he's pretty violent too. He's beating them and torturing some of them more or less. And he's probably way worse than that, right? But if it was only like a family issue and it was internal and personal and Ashley wasn't so screwed up from it and she seems to be kind of okay, I could accept that. That's like, it's not like you went out, found a little defenseless girl and captured her secretly, threw her in a trunk of a car, grabbed her, swept her away and tied her up and raped her violently and then killed her and slit her, you know, did some adrenochrome. People are saying adrenochrome now all the time. It's adreno. It's adrenaline related. Adrenochrome. Chrome is a key word. Chrome. Look up Cromley and Chrome and Crom and Zeus and lightning and light, which is why chrome and silver are all related and stuff like that. Okay. So it's adrenochrome having to do with halos, light, and Halloween, which is holy, which is literally the priest class, like Baalists and so on. That is a word from the Bible, from the Jews, from the Muslims of that ancient time. And it's all basically related to light and Halloween, a lot to do with Halloween and harvesting and a good harvest for and the Nile Valley stuff and the Nile River and so on, right? So, all right, let me just skip. All right, let me just get on to this. All right, so let me look. Blue moons on Halloween are relatively rare. So not entirely rare, but fairly rare, relatively rare. Yeah. Every month has a full moon due to the moon cycle, which is usually 29.5 days. Halloween always falls on October 31st. So when a full moon occurs in October, the next full moon occurs in early November. But because the calendar year isn't perfect, because it's the Pope's calendar and so on, and because there were all idiots anyway and scoundrels and people didn't use their rights to defend themselves and invent a new one or tell the Pope, no, we're not going to follow this stupid calendar. It's all your fault. It's everybody's fault, by the way. You tolerated it. You accepted it where you could have easily made a better one. Easily. Any one of you out there, any one of you, all of you should have and all of you could have made a better calendar and should not have tolerated this bullshit. And yes, I invented one. Of course, so did everybody else in NASA and so on. And of course, I didn't need to. But then again, we never switched, did we? Why not? Because you really, that doesn't matter how many guns are out there. None of you are ever going to use them unless you're a violent psycho or somebody in an alley or a thief yourself. So, yeah, whatever. Whatever happens, happens. You have all these abilities, all these libraries, all this infinite information, infinite ways to be creative, and a lot of safe new homes and tech. You don't use anything. You don't understand how anything works in general, I'm saying. Mostly outside of the world. The rest of the world pretty much caught up with America in the smart areas and surpassed you, and you became too decadent here in America. You got corrupted as hell. The other places got outright overtly taken over, but the problem is guns and just being creative on your own. Or defending whatever you wanted to create, like free energy and better cars and better airplanes or whatever it is, right? Go to space. None of you are going to space until you actually, every state has your own space force. Every state, every county have your own spaceship. None of you, you don't deserve it. You just wait for NASA to maybe someday do something, and 50 years goes by, and after they told you they went to the moon, and you definitely prove some of it was false, and have some evidence that the rest of it could be false, and you know they're known liars. I believe we did go to the moon. I know we could have gone to the moon, and I know we're there at least secretly. However, that's not what the general masses knows too much about or cares too much about. Okay, they said we're going to go to Mars. Yep. It's all right. It's good enough because we got a little robot floating around Pluto, and we do mean Pluto. Pluto on Pluto and whatever that face is, right? Mickey Mouse and whatever on whatever. If that's what you want to accept, I don't care how many guns you have. You never use them. You're just going to let – maybe you're going to let Biden steal it this year too. And I don't even know if I care what happens. I'm not voting. It wasn't worth my time to really go out of my way to try to make sure I could vote. It would have been difficult for me to vote. But I am not supporting mandatory vaccination, not even indirectly at this point. I'm just going to consider Trump. I don't know yet. I'm not supporting it to be safe. It's the only time I'm ever saying don't. I'm not really saying not vote. I can understand at this point, what does it matter, right? Like Hillary said, I'm sorry. Just at this point, I mean, we have been played endlessly. I am not being part of It already looks like he's easily going to win. That's not a good excuse. If it was a little easier for me to vote, I would, and you should. And you should vote for Trump. It doesn't mean you definitely are supporting him. It means you're doing the logical thing to get the better outcome. It doesn't mean you're supporting him. You're supposed to look at life as a tactic. You're supposed to have a strategy in life to get the future outcome you want for the world, for yourself, for your immediate and long term. Okay, I'm back. That was Skype again, a little earlier this time. Skype signed me out. But I had to sign back in. You know, it's getting too close to something, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe they're just getting ready. Maybe they're practicing a military operation, since everything's militarized now and under some kind of freaking Patriot Act or COVID Act or whatever, right? So Trump or not, Fauci or whatever. And I don't like when Trump says, oh, we're going faster than ever. These are bad things to hear. I don't care if you say it's his way of taking over. It's his way of having plausible deniability that this is the real takeover. To just buy more time. They're building a space force. When they're freaking finished, that's the only thing that matters. You're building like a freaking Death Star. We're talking about a moon, a blue moon, and a full moon tonight. Well, you know, I did have a little discussion about our second moon. Our second moon around Earth, of which NASA says we have a little moon. I don't know, it's like 100 miles wide, 200 miles. I forgot what it is, right? You know why I forgot? Because even though they claim it is absolute, a certain reality, a new reality, Earth has two moons. Nobody ever sees it, or they do, and they're always called an idiot or a liar. But now they're saying there's another moon. Oh, it goes way out and it rarely comes between the Earth and the moon, our real moon, and blah, 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 right? But if you see it, that's what it is. If it's that big, you could easily see it. It would be seen all the time. Maybe it rarely comes close enough, but even in deep, kind of far from Earth, the farther it is, the more likely it is to crash into either the moon or the Earth. Can't be too damn far. It's got to come by once in a while. I know the moon doesn't cut right directly along the equator of Earth. And, you know, its path never, it's always in varying position. I don't know a better way to explain that right now. But, Could that be a real just rock going? Yeah, it could be. The moon is really far out there. It's very far. Could this thing have been here the whole time and missing the Earth and the moon the whole time? Yeah, it could, maybe. I've seen only the trajectory just a few times. But I would say it's a space station. I would say it's cover for a space station. Or they're just bullshitting you, period. Just bullshitting you. End of story. Just a bullshit lie. Yep, keep paying the taxes. Part of it's going to NASA. See, we're doing something. Yeah, we located a rock. And by the way, you have two moons. Well, we have two moons. We always talk about, you know, waxing and waning. And when is the other moon full? When is that moon become a total dark moon or crescent moon? That's what I want to know. Don't you want to know that? Shouldn't we see the stats? Why aren't we sending a mission to this little second? We got a second moon. That's gigantic news.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We've got to stop them. They're going to kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
downloaded to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4am Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Hello, Karl Marx here. Look at my wonderful hair. Notice how I sweep it back.
Karl!
I call it the 360 sweep. Beard, sideburns, and the magnificent coif.
Karl!
What? What is this?
You're on the radio. They can't see you.
Oh, yeah, I get confused.
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
All right, thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Listening to Revolution Radio.